This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers will have to focus on managing weeds during an unpredictable spring season. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As we have seen over the past couple weeks, the weather in Iowa can change on a dime. According to NOAA, that variability will continue throughout the 2026 spring season. Dalton Webster, Eastern Iowa Agronomic Services Representative with Syngenta, said growers need to make sure their herbicide programs are flexible and robust enough to tackle any issues we see this crop season.
Obviously, spring weather's been extremely variable. You know, we look out the beginning of this week, we've got a blizzard going on, and the end of the week, we're going to be in the 70s. So we just don't know what the weather's going to throw at it. I really like to talk about weatherproofing our herbicide and our weed management plans. Trying to use multiple effective active ingredients at strong rates. You know, try to protect us. We don't know what the weather's going to throw at us. So I really focus on making sure we got multiple sites of action out there, multiple active ingredients, and keeping those rates up. And then also thinking about the crop safety as well, because some of these weather conditions can make, crop injury worse with certain herbicides.
Webster said a couple of their products, Storin and Acuron, are flexible enough to be applied post-emergence if weather delays get in the way.
Yeah, that's where it's good to choose a product that's got flexibility as well. You know, we want to make sure we've got those multiple effective active ingredients and they're at robust rates, but we also have the flexibility if something like that does happen where, we get the crop in, it rains a bunch and we can't get our residual chemistry down before the crop emerges. So with a couple of our products, Storin, Acuron, both labeled pre-emerge and then post-emerge as well. So you can get those applied early post-emerge if that does happen.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.